Ooh, I'm a little bit nervous, but in an excited way to see it.
So I think it's best to just walk directly down and
just go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just put on a bit of light.
Wow.
It's never really light down here, because as you can see, there is no way of the light actually entering the space. It wasn't built for us to be inside it, so it's something different.
So we're completely enclosed underground.
Completely enclosed, yeah.
How would you describe the smell?
I'm Sarah Wyman, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, I'm standing inside this massive man-made cave under the city of Copenhagen. It's a cistern, built in the 1850s, to supply the entire growing city of Copenhagen with fresh water. But then, in the 1930s, the cistern was emptied and closed up, and pretty much everyone forgot about it. Until decades later, when a group of artists and curators rediscovered this place and transformed it into a kind of canvas. Now, every year, a new artist is invited to exhibit their work in this space. And the space itself becomes part of the artwork. The darkness combined with the sound of the space and the climate and the architecture and the history all layered on top of each other, it is overwhelming. But overwhelming can be a great thing. And we've got someone to help guide us through the darkness.
Though we're here for the sisters, not for me. But my name is Thomas. I work here. No, I am a coordinator of exhibitions and events here at Sisternene.
We explore the magnificent interior of Sisternene right after this.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For your next vacation spot, check out Texas for their vast landscape of culture, regions, destinations, and activities. Explore 350 miles of coastline and every kind of hiking trail, from strenuous to wheelchair accessible. Enjoy world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. Travel Texas even offers an online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
How would you describe the smell?
It's very damp. The air humidity down here is about 100%. And as you can feel, there is also not much circulation as such. So it's very, like, still and...
The air is just kind of hanging around you. I have to say, it's also remarkable just to hear your voice in here. You can hear how big the space is, you know?
For me, it's one of the most amazing things about this space. This reverberation of about 17 seconds... So whenever you say something or do something, it just stays inside the space and it has this incredible presence. You can even just hear the drops falling down somewhere far, far away.
And I see we have a map there.
Yes.
That's a map of the cistern?
Yes, exactly.
So it looks like... three square chambers.
Yeah. The space is a total of 4,320 square meters. And with about 4 meters to the ceiling, That's a capacity of around 16 million liters of water when it was filled with water.
I'm having trouble wrapping my head around that number, not least because I'm not meters literate. Yeah. I was raised in America.
Compared to like an Olympic swimming pool, this is around double the size. But one of the very, very fascinating things about this place is also that you cannot really grasp it. And we are so used to being able to grasp every space that we enter, everything we do. Everything is designed for us to feel safe and to know what we're doing. But here, when you enter, it's this sort of labyrinthic space of repetitions. You see these beautiful columns just repeating, repeating, repeating into what seems like forever. And it sort of gives you that feeling of something timeless and something built to last for eternity as well. So it is sort of this space that's without time and space. It's this liminal space that's just something completely different. Let's head deeper inside the space and explore a bit.
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay.
For this year's exhibition or installation, you sail around in a boat normally, and next year you will be walking around. But that's sort of the fun about it, to not try to force this place to be a white cube, but to listen and to feel the space and to work with the space instead of against it. Of course, now we do have concerts, try to use this incredible acoustics. We have communal singing, we have electronic concerts, we have had original operas written and performed for this space, all kinds of musical pieces, which of course you cannot just take any musical piece and put it down here and expect it to be like it is when you perform it somewhere else.
Oh, it would be absolutely chaotic.
Yes, completely chaotic. Like sometimes when I have been down here alone, I tried to put on just some music from my phone. And when I would walk away just a couple of meters, I couldn't recognize the song. Even if it was one of those popular pop songs, it was completely distorted down here.
Okay, so what's happening on our left here?
So the installation that's currently on this exhibition by Tomás Saraceno, Event Horizon, when it comes to black holes, the outer limit of the black hole is called Event Horizon. When you pass it, you are swallowed inside the black hole. There is no going back. What we're seeing right here, it is what it looks like. But what do you think it is?
I mean, I have all these words in my head that I would use to describe this, and all of them feel inadequate. It's a spider web, but there are clouds in it. And it looks more delicate somehow. Than a spider web. I have no idea what it's made out of.
It is a spider web.
Or really?
It's actually several spider webs. And you can see how delicate it is, but still it is super, super strong. This piece was put up back in March 2020. So that's over 1.5 years ago, and it's still standing just as beautiful as when we put it up. It's sort of this metaphor for nature. It is so beautiful and so mesmerizing, borderline scary, but if you respect it, it's gonna last. If you disrespect it, you can mess it up just in a punch or whatever you do.
Right. Wow. Okay, so we're about to enter chamber two.
But before we go into the next space, just look over there with the stalactites. I'm gonna turn on the light on my phone. But you can see it hanging up from the ceiling up there.
They're tiny. They're
so thin. Some of them are so slim. Some of them, as you can see on the column over there, they're massive. It almost looks like a wasp's hive or something on the side of the column.
Wow.
And we have such a huge variety of dripstones inside the cisterns. This space was built in its current structure in the 1890s. So all the stalactites you see have formed since then. they form way faster inside this space than they do anywhere in nature. Some of them have been measured to grow up to 16 centimeters in 1 year, which is around 100 times faster than in nature.
Why did they stop using the cistern in the 1930s?
I think they stopped using it for two reasons. One of them being that they needed more water, and another one was that they needed the water to be cleaner than it could be down here. Since the place was taken out of use in 1933, it was completely abandoned for about 50 years. It was not until the 80s that the first people officially entered the cisterns again. And then it wasn't until the 1990s that they actually emptied it for water and had the first events and small exhibitions down here. So it is kind of a wreck that's just been laying around for a long, long time. Of course, with the music that's playing right now, you might think of churches or sacred places or something like that. But for other people, it's a scary place, definitely. Because you are so used to knowing what you're doing, and here walking down into the darkness and feeling so unsure and being almost hugged by this entire atmosphere of the humidity, of the acoustics and the coldness and all of that. When you first come down here, it can be a bit overwhelming, but overwhelming can be a great thing, because then you sort of let your guards down and you're open for the impressions that you get.
Huge thanks to Thomas Riis Jansson for being my intrepid guide through Cisternerna. And by the way, Cisternerna are only one of four attractions in the same park and museum network in Copenhagen.
That's Frederiksbergmuseerne.
That's going to be a hard word for me to say. Yeah. A lot of R's.
It might be easier to say the English word then, which would be the Frederiksberg Museums.
There's another contemporary art exhibition space and two museums, including a museum of comedy and satire.
It's all either in, under, or around the parks of Søndermarken and Frederiksberg.
Could you visit all of them in one day if you planned ahead?
That's a great idea, yeah.
For more information, check out the link in our show notes. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. The production team includes
Dylan Theris,
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Manolo Morales,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore,
Casey Holford,
Peter Clowney.
This episode was sound designed by me, with help from John Delore. It was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tindall. From a slightly damp park bench in Copenhagen, I'm Sarah Wyman. Thanks for listening.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.